Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank. And you are connected today more than ever. Whether it's your friends, family, or your life, Renaissance understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now we've got a great guest today. I've been looking forward to having her on the show, Susan Knox with Corporate Connections. Susan, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Corporate Connections, tell us about what it is you do for folks.
I'll be glad to. So my company, Corporate Connections, is a business accelerator. And we generate revenue for companies and executives by providing high-level strategic corporate introductions.
Wow. Connections is what it's all about, right? Relationships. That's what business is all about.
People do business with people they know, like, and trust.
There's a reason that's a cliche, right? Because it's true.
It's absolutely the truth. Yes.
How did you get into this business?
Well, the first 15 years of my career, I had a wholesale jewelry company and I sold it. And by default, I was on the board of directors for the Buckhead Business Association. And I said, let's do a Buckhead Business Expo. And we sold 6-foot drape tables down every nook and cranny at Phipps Plaza. All the members showcased their businesses. And I just figured out I had an innate ability to connect people that needed to know each other that had been coming every Thursday morning, standing up and introducing themselves. And by default, Corporate Connections was born. I had 8 clients in the first month and said, this is a business, and I keep refining it and getting better and better every day. But I started in 1999.
And you've obviously been successful if you're still doing it since 1999. That's terrific.
Well, I'm a 10th generation Georgian, okay. Born in Piedmont Hospital. Huh? And I tell people I have the golden Rolodex. And some people that are the millennials don't even know what a Rolodex is.
You've dated yourself.
I have.
And me too, since I know what that is.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. Right. So talk a little bit about what types of people and companies that you work with.
So I really do very well with professional service firms and executives. And the reason being is because I figured out pretty quickly that if I could have a client that was a lawyer and a banker and a CPA and maybe private equity, maybe, a business broker, if you can put people together that are synergistic, that have relationships where they can refer business to each other, then if I meet one person, I can plug them in to 4 or 5 clients of mine at any one time. So professional service firms are great as well, because as a rule, they're all about personal relationships and trust. And so they meet people. It's not social media and billboards. It's all about the personal relationship.
Sure. And yet, at the same time, a lot of these firms, even though relationship is important, they don't take the time to dig that well, shall we say.
Well, and that's where I come in, quite frankly, because
sure.
I've really honed my skills and really realized through kind of a menu of services what works for some and what doesn't work for others. So, for example, I've represented a couple of wonderful law firms and a couple of wonderful private wealth management firms. And they're all pretty different. So some of them really like doing executive briefing roundtables where it's, I'm promoting the firm and there's 8 people that I consider key influencers and direct prospects for the particular company. And so It can be a one-on-one relationship, and some people prefer that, and other people like the one-to-many because you can really kill several birds with one stone, so to speak, if you have a group of people at once.
And you're really helping folks network that maybe don't have time to network or they don't have time to do quality networking.
Well, I think my real value is direct access to people you need to know. And so it's not about just passing out business cards and meeting groups of people. It's extremely strategic, intentional, and proactive.
I love it. Susan Knox, Corporate Connections. So, Susan, what? Give us some tips, because you've been doing this a while, successfully so. Give us some tips on how we should develop those relationships.
Well, I think it's really important to identify who you are, what you are, what you do, why you do what you do, and the most important is why someone else should care. So I think it's really important to figure out who you want to meet, and then you need to get a game plan on where those people are. You need to get involved in organizations and meetings and board of directors and advisory boards and volunteering. And I think the key to success is when you do get involved, you need to show up, you need to be prepared, you need to be dressed for success, you need to have your business card, you need to have a nice pen, you need to have a portfolio to take notes. I mean, people are attracted to successful people. And I'm not talking just your outwardly beauty. It's people who show confidence, that know who they are, what they're doing. And the key is, and I tell everybody this, when you sit down and meet someone, you need to first say, how can I help you?
And that's hard for folks sometimes because it's human nature. So it's not, I don't mean this as a criticism. We're all guilty of it from time to time in various degrees, but thinking of what we need versus what the other person needs.
Well, I can tell you, I spoke to a group at Roswell United Methodist Church for the job networking several Monday nights ago. And I promise you, that was probably the biggest takeaway that people had, the aha, when I said, if you meet with people, especially people who are looking for a job.
Sure.
You know, you're asking for something, but if you can take the person you're meeting with totally off guard and really mean what you say and ask, how can I help you, and mean it, it really elevates you.
Sure. And certainly differentiates you dramatically.
Absolutely.
For sure. Now, if you want to mention names, you can, but I'm not necessarily asking for that, but just characteristics maybe of some of the really great, successful business development professionals that you see out there and what makes them successful, beyond asking how I can help. That's
right.
Obviously one thing they do.
Well, one of the main things is for people to really be authentic and, you know, show up ready to do business, because so many people say, Susan, I hate networking. I can't stand walking into a room of people I don't know. So I tell all of my clients, just say yes. If someone asks you to do something, so many people are trying to figure out, well, who's going to be there? Are they people I can do business with? And some of the best success stories I have are in meetings I never expected the people that I met to be there. So you need to always say yes, and you need to show up, and you need to show up prepared.
Yeah. So do you have any of those you'd like to share? A story or two maybe you'd like to share of the unexpected connection that you made? Would love
to
hear that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was at a golf tournament up in Memphis, Tennessee, the World Golf Championship a week ago in Memphis, Tennessee, and we were invited over with our best friends. We had a house party on the golf course, and we went to someone's home for cocktails. And he actually worked for a private wealth management firm that I know the owner here in Atlanta very well.
Oh, wow.
And he had a gorgeous home, couldn't be more hospitable. And I'm talking to them about representing their firm now because of that meeting. So I had my business card and my pocketbook. I mean, I was prepared even on a Saturday afternoon on a golf course.
You were ready to do business, even if the environment said business wasn't going to happen.
That's exactly right. And it happened so many times. And I tell people, whether you're at, you know, Buckhead Baseball or you're at church, you know, I don't see anything wrong with always having a business card and being prepared, because people who don't carry business cards and are always apologizing because they forgot them or they ran out or they didn't have them, that right there sets the tone, in my opinion, for you not being as professional as you may need to be.
Something tells me that you help shape your clients up a little bit, Susan.
Well, I do. And I will tell you that what I have found is just the term professionalism today. We're really lacking in many ways, I think. And it's from your personal presence to, you know, how you talk, words you use, how you communicate verbally or online. And the whole world has just gotten so casual. And I think people that I work with are very, they're fired up and interested about building their business or they wouldn't hire me. So
right.
I really do coach them and counsel them and really impress upon them just how important it is to be prepared and to be professional.
Yeah, that's great work. And, you know, I think folks that come with the kind of presence you're talking about, because this is so rare, they do stand out. So it really differentiates you and your personal brand.
It absolutely does. And I will tell people from time to time, some of my clients, I'll say, you know, if you're speaking with an older person, why don't you ask them their preference of communication? Because a lot of people don't text. And
right.
A lot of people today assume everyone texts.
Sure.
And so if you can ask someone's preference on communication, you can send a thank you note, handwritten. I was at an event last night and one of my clients, and I'll give a shout out because he's awesome. His name's Jesse Morton and he's with Stout. He is a forensic accountant. And we were at a networking meeting last night, just a small group of people having a drink, getting to know each other. And he said that another client of mine, I'll give a shout out, which is J.C. Fisher, and he's with Morgan Stanley. And I introduced the two of them, and Jesse made the comment that he has never gotten a handwritten thank you note with a business card inside from anybody that was less than 40 years old.
Wow.
So it's really important to just remember manners.
Yeah.
Just treat people not necessarily like you want to be treated, as you think they should be treated.
That's a great way to put it, because we're used to the lowest common denominator sometimes.
And that's the problem in many ways.
Sure, sure. That makes a lot of sense. Now, you engage with folks a lot of different ways. You've got a lot of different engagement options, shall we say. Why don't you get into a little bit of that for folks?
Sure. Well, I can work one-on-one. It could be like a 90-day executive fast track. It's a retainer basis. And that's a great way to fill your pipeline with prospects and influencers. And just to add something to that, I represented a woman who for 2 months, we were going down the path of putting her in front of mainly HR professionals because she does that in the legal world, and she needs to be in front of HR. And she said, Susan, my pipeline is like busting at the moment. She said, for the last 30 days of our deal, why don't you introduce me to other Susan Knoxes? She said, I would really like to meet influencers in the business community. And that really opened my eyes to how it's very effective to work with me because, you know, for 60 days, we're definitely introducing my clients to people that are probably going to become clients of theirs. But when you meet influencers, they have a vast network and it's just a valuable introduction. So I can do a year-long retainer. I had a law firm for 7 years that I represented, and I did a lot of evening of introductions. I would invite a lot of people in my network that I wanted to introduce to the law firm. And this particular law firm loved fine art and fine wine and loved to entertain. So it was a great mix. and then I have a membership, and it's by invitation only. It's $1,500 a year, and it's on my website. And, you know, but it is, it's not category exclusive, but I'm pretty careful on who joins the network, because it's a great way for me to connect the people that I consider kind of my A players.
Sure.
And they can get together. We have a closed door, round the table, kind of board meeting setting where they're talking about their business, who they'd like to meet. And it's just a great way to get a referral network going with the people at the table.
You know what? This sounds like the American Express Black Card for networking.
Maybe I'll use that.
Use that. Send me a royalty or two, Susan. I love it.
Well, it could be the gold card, because I have this great graphic that one of my people put together, and it says the gold standard in relationships.
Yes.
And it's nice. And my logo is gold. And anyway,
sure.
So
nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Now you, one tip though, I wish you would help us with it, because you obviously have a very extensive network. And I think one thing people struggle with is, how do you tend to that network? If you've got an extensive, network, you know, how do you keep that active?
Well, there's several different ways, but one way I think is really important is to make a list and break your contact list into kind of A's, B's, and C's. And I think if you have an A list, if you could make an alphabetical order, you know, one a day. So if you have, you're going to have more than 30 in your network if you're plugged in and doing business in the city. So if you could make one a day pop up where you touch them, whether you call them, you email them, and you say, checking in, how can I help you? Is there anything you're needing? Just touching base with you. That's one way to do it. So, and I think phone calls today are absolutely the key to success, because I can email and be, you know, communicating. But if I'll just take a day and say, I'm going to pick the phone up and call some people that I want to touch base with, I inevitably walk away with two or three opportunities to represent them or someone they work with or someone they know. So I say pick the phone up and go the old-fashioned way.
Email is way too convenient.
It absolutely is. And it's the most impersonal way to communicate ever.
You know, Susan, I wish we could do keep this going for a while, because this has been great. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I may have to do part two. But anyway, Susan Knox, she's with Corporate Communications.
No, Corporate Connections.
Oh, I'm sorry. Corporate Connections. Corporate Connections. Thank you for correcting me. For those that want to be in touch, for those that want their professional services, folks that want their pipeline to be bursting, I love that.
Yeah.
How do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me first, which is the best way, is 770-757-8300. They can email me at susan@corporateconnections.us, or they can go to my website, www.corporateconnections.us.
Fantastic. Susan Knox, she's with Corporate Connections. I got it this time. It's been doing great work. So I encourage folks to be in touch with her. Susan, thanks so much for being with us.
It was a pleasure being with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Folks, if you've got some other problems that involve the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, need some help with workshops you're planning? Well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel, Essie Escobedo. And Essie is terrific. I highly endorse her. 770-442-9246. Folks, we have a great archive of shows, business leaders like Susan Knox, on our website, northfultonbusinessradio.com. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast aggregator, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're all over the place, getting out the good word on business leaders in our community. So subscribe to us there. And you can find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook at North Fulton BRX. And we're on LinkedIn as well, of course. So for our guest, Susan Knox, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.